Something a little different this morning from Lionel Shriver, Carol.
Yes, well, some of your listeners, Ali, will know Lionel Shriver from a very famous book called We Need to Talk About Kevin, which was an absolutely terrifying novel about a boy who commits a massacre in an American high school. So a lot of your readers will know that book, will know that book by Lionel Shriver. And I have just over Easter read her new book that's just out, and it's called So Much For That. So Much For That by Lionel Shriver. Now, it is an absolute indictment of the American healthcare system, and its publication is very opportune in terms of what Obama is trying to do or to get more socialized medicine and look after people's health in America. So it's a lot about money and health and insurance, but it's also the very personal stories of two families. One family that has a girl who's a teenager who has a very, very rare genetic disorder that will kill her. She's now about 16 and when the novel happens, and she's very brainy. I mean, it's a physical disability that she has, absolutely appalling. She has to feed herself regularly through a tube into her stomach. She has weird facial features, and she's physically about the size of a 9-year-old, and has great trouble walking and so on. But she's absolutely sharp as a tack. She's really, really clever girl, and wonderfully cynical, has this wonderful dry wit about her own condition, and can always use the line of, why should I bother doing that? I'm going to die anyway. But it's done with great sort of appalling mirth, really. So there's that family dealing with this girl, and Jackson, her father, is very good friends with a man called Shepherd, and they've both worked in the same business. Shepherd, actually, and Shep, as he's called for short. Shepherd is a very appropriate name because he shepherds the characters in some ways. He's incredibly generous and kind, and people fleece him for his money all the time, and he gives it to them, and he's just a really big-hearted man. And he has had set up his own company and then sold it. And his dream was to go and live on an island somewhere and not have to do all this terrible sort of, escape from the American way of life, basically. He's about to, the plans are about to happen, and his wife, who's 50, is diagnosed with terminal cancer. And so you then get the whole story of this other family with a wife with terminal cancer and what happens to her and the thousands and thousands of dollars it costs for, one chemotherapy treatment. And it takes you right through the whole chemo thing. So a lot of it is quite appalling to read, but it's also funny and satirical and very moving. And it ends in a really uplifting way. And I found myself grinning at the end, and I thought, good on you, Lionel. We need to talk about Kevin. And so appalled people and terrified people and fascinated people. What she's managed to do is deal with another very difficult topic, but you end up grinning at the end. It's very uplifting at the end. Yeah, so good stuff. Lionel Shriver's on form for people out there who know her.